Mother's Day. They're all guys, right? So I laughed, and Keith said, well, we've all had one, so happy Mother's Day. So it's a beautiful, beautiful morning. Before you know it, the sheep will be coming out with their shepherds. It'll be fair time. But, you know, we don't have to wait until July because today is the fourth Sunday in Easter, which means it is Good Shepherd Sunday. We remember that Jesus is our shepherd and we are his sheep. Speaking of which, what do you get when you cross a sheep with a porcupine? An animal that knits its own sweaters. So a guy was driving down the road out in the country and his car broke down. And so he coasted over to the side of the road. He put the hood up. He was looking at the engine, trying to figure out what's going on. And this big sheep came up to the fence and said, hey, it's probably the carburetor. Well, it scared the guy. So he started running, and he ran, and he ran, and he ran until he ran into the farmer. He told him what happened, and the farmer said, oh, was it a great big sheep? It had an ear tag that said 487? Yeah, that's the one, said the guy. The farmer said, oh, don't listen to him. He doesn't know anything about cars. Stand and greet your neighbor and say, he doesn't know anything about jokes. I invite you to remain standing as we begin with the brief order of confession and forgiveness printed in the bulletin. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we sing our gathering hymn number 855.
Thank you.
Recently, my wife, Susan, was having a conversation with a little boy, and he had recently done a school report on Jackie Robinson and was telling all about Jackie Robinson's life, his baseball career, the racism that he had to deal with, and that he died at 53. And somebody else asked, well, how did he die? And the kid looked at his dad with that panic, like, oh, I didn't research that. And then he said, old age? Our perspective changes throughout life, doesn't it? What used to seem old is young now. What used to be hard for us is easy. Some things that used to be easy now takes us several days to recover from after we do it, right? Life is a journey of changing situations and changing perspectives. But the good news today is that Jesus is our shepherd, and he promises that he will never let us go, no matter what. So wherever you are on your journey, whatever your situation is today, whatever your perspective is, know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. And please join me as we pray together the prayer of the day printed in the bulletin. God of peace, you brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep. By the blood of your eternal covenant, make us complete in everything good, that we may do your will and work among us all that is well-pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And you may be seated for the reading.
First reading is from Acts 9, 36 through 43. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek was Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time she became ill and died. When they had washed her and laid her in a room upstairs, since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner.
I'd like to invite the kids to come up and join me for the children's message. Oh, hi. Sorry. I'm trying to get this done. See, we're going to see my mom for Mother's Day today after worship, and I haven't finished her Mother's Day present yet. I'm doing macaroni art. It's supposed to say I heart you, but it only says I heart yo. So I got to get it finished. So, yeah, I need to do you. I don't quite have it done yet, but I should probably stop and do the children's sermon now. Okay, so, hi. So I should welcome you here today. So, hi, welcome. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. Hi, welcome. Glad you're here. Okay, you can let go now. Uh-oh. You know what? I think I got glue on my hand. Oh, man. Oh, no. I don't think I'm going to be able to let you go. Well, okay, we're stuck together. Okay, you're going to come with us to Mother's Day. Okay, my mom won't mind. I don't think. Do you like macaroni?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You'll be fine. Okay. So actually, this is perfect because in our gospel reading today, Jesus says that he's stuck to us forever. He says that he is the shepherd, our shepherd, and we're his sheep. And that no one or nothing can ever snatch us out of his hand. That he will never, ever let us go. You know, that's pretty cool, isn't it? To know that no matter what, Jesus is always with you. So, in fact, we all should know what that feels like. So, let's go down here, okay? Okay, let's all hold hands. Congregation, I want you to hold hands with each other, too. In fact, you think, here, let's come. You think we can all hold hands? Okay, hold hands with somebody in the pews. Are you holding hands? All right. Okay, good. Everybody, pretend like the hand that you feel holding you is Jesus' hand. Okay, and let's bow our heads and close our eyes and repeat after me. Dear Jesus, thank you for holding on to me and never letting me go. Amen. All right, so you don't have to hold your friend's hand all day, okay, so you can let go. All right, except for you, you're stuck with me, okay? But remember, Jesus is still holding your hand. So I know that you guys like to get something for the children's sermon. So today, if you want something, you can have a nice, raw, hard piece of macaroni, okay? Hey, it can't be butterflies and candy every week, okay? So, all right, if you want macaroni, you can come up here. Oh, do you want something to wipe your hand off with? All right, good. Right, really, you want macaroni? Seriously? I thought you'd all just go sit down. Okay, all right, here you go. Have fun. Don't choke on it. There you go. One piece of Mother's Day macaroni. Oh, you got two. There you go. Here, wait, I'll give you two. You can share with your mom. All right. Let's stand for the gospel acclamation. Thank you. The Holy Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given to me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." This is the Gospel of the Lord. And you may be seated. Okay, so what do you know about Hanukkah? That's what I thought. So you may have some family members or some friends who celebrate Hanukkah, and maybe you've learned a little bit from them, but by and large, Christians tend to be clueless about Hanukkah.
My knowledge of Hanukkah is the Disney Channel movie, Full Court Miracles.
What I know vaguely about the story, I learned from the Rugrats.
And I know that there's a menorah.
Hanukkah explained by Christians.
Hanukkah celebrates...
Was it when they were crossing the Red Sea?
They only had like a little bit of oil.
And through the miracle of the Lord, that oil lasted 8 nights.
So that's why everything is fried, I think, and why potato pancakes are the love of my life.
I don't even know how many days it is.
It's like 7 days, right?
I think it's 8 days of Hanukkah.
So there are 12 candles and a menorah.
There are 9 candles on the menorah.
Because I think it's like one for every day of the week.
Because there's one for every night, and then there's the one master candle that you use to light all of the other ones.
What's a dreidel? I don't know.
Don't know what it means.
Dreidels are big spoons that Jewish people use to collect matzo balls out of the pot.
Nice try. If you want to know what Hanukkah is really about, ask the experts, the kids.
Holiday that lasts for 8 days. And Hanukkah is a special celebrating time that when the Greeks tried to get us out of Israel, we fought for it and we won. When we went back to the temple, we found oil, and we only thought it was going to last one night, but a miracle happened, and it lasted for 8 nights, and it proves that miracles can happen when you least expect it.
That's Hanukkah. It's a time when Jewish people celebrate God delivering them from the Greeks. But why are we talking about it in the middle of May? Because that's what's happening in our gospel reading today. In John 10, 22 to 30, they are celebrating Hanukkah. What? You might be thinking, I didn't hear the word Hanukkah in there. Ah, but you heard the word dedication. You see, that's another name for the festival of Hanukkah, is the feast of dedication. And it says that they're celebrating the festival or the feast of dedication, which is Hanukkah, the celebration of God delivering them from their oppressors, the Greeks, rededicating the temple, and the miracle of the oil happening. And Jesus, a good Jewish man, is there. He's celebrating with them at the temple. That's right, that little baby who is the reason for Christmas, the one that we celebrate and worship at Christmas, grew up celebrating Hanukkah. The two holidays, Hanukkah and Christmas, are our cousins. They're related to each other. They're part of one big story. As I heard one pastor say once, Hanukkah is the root, Christmas is the fruit, but it's all from the same tree. And Jesus is at the temple in Jerusalem when they're celebrating the festival of the dedication, or Hanukkah. And in this context, people start saying to him, well, why are you keeping us in suspense? Are you the Messiah? Have you come to help us throw off our new oppressors, the Romans? We got rid of the Greeks. Are we going to get rid of the Romans now too? Just tell us who you are. And Jesus gives them an answer I don't think they were expecting. He said, if you were my sheep, you'd hear my voice. If you followed me, you'd know who I am. I was a psychology major in my undergraduate years at Wartburg College, and I loved majoring in psychology. I always said that it was like majoring in life, because you just learn so many just practical things about how we work and how we function and how we think and live. And one of the things that I learned from psychology, which surprised me, is that belief follows behavior. In other words, we tend to adjust our beliefs to match our behavior, not the other way around. For example, I used to think that because I believe in Jesus, I go to church. But psychology says it's more likely that because you go to church, you believe in Jesus. That our behavior determines what we believe. We adjust our beliefs in order to match our behavior. For example, people who begin recycling are much more likely to come to believe that we need to take care of the earth. Belief follows behavior. Or, as every campaign manager knows, if they can get you to stick a sign for their candidate in your yard, you are much more likely to believe in that candidate. Belief follows behavior. When I was growing up, we were big Elvis fans in our house.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
We listened to his records. We watched his movies when they were on TV. We would watch the Elvis special, the concert specials when they were on TV. And when I was in high school, after Elvis died, we made the pilgrimage to Graceland. And we went to see Elvis's house. We toured it. We saw all of his rooms and his stuff. We saw his gold records. We saw his motorcycles. We saw his outfits. We saw his cars. And we had a moment of silence for the king at his grave. We were Elvis fans because we did the things that Elvis fans do. Jesus said, if you want to hear my voice, follow me. If you want to know me, do the things I do. We follow, and then comes faith. Belief follows our behavior. Jesus said, you want to know me, you want to hear my voice, follow me. And he says the same thing to us today, too. If you want to hear my voice, if you want to know me, follow me. If you want to be a believer, then do the things believers do. So I was sitting at home last Thursday working on this sermon, and all of a sudden I hear the doorbell ring. I go to the door, and I was totally surprised to see my father. My father had just stopped by without warning me. I didn't even know he was in town. And I said, well, come on in, Dad. I didn't know you were here. What are you doing in Charles City? And he said, oh, well, I just had to get away. Your mom is having the women's circle from church over. And I just had to get out of there. You know, he said, everything has to be perfect with her. And I was telling my wife this later, and I laughed and said, yeah, Mom is a perfectionist. And then my wife laughed, and she said, you are just like your mother. Which I thought was pretty brave of a woman who has a dish towel hanging in the kitchen that says, sometimes I open my mouth and my mother comes out. It happens.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Becoming Your Mom support group. We have some visitors with us today. Welcome to you. My name is Mark, and I'm the group leader. And I think we'll start by reciting our mission statement. We love our moms, but we are not our moms.
We love our moms, but we are not our moms.
Carol, would you mind starting us off this week?
Hi, everyone. I'm Carol.
Hi, Carol.
I'm the oldest of three roommates, and I'm turning into my mom. I clean up everything after them. I've even started doing their laundry.
I talk to myself in the grocery store all the time.
All of my status updates are just pictures of kids. I don't even have kids.
Same. Well, kids and recipes.
The other day, I almost licked my finger and wiped the face of a total stranger.
I keep saying words like garbage and Tarjay. What is that?
I'll send a text to someone just to let them know I sent them an email.
Well, how else would they know?
Right?
I mean, these shoes were on sale. What am I supposed to do? Not buy them?
I call my husband my son's name. And sometimes I call my son the dog's name.
I always tell people, I'll be like 2 minutes, then it'll be like an hour.
Whoa, whoa, take it easy there. Shannon already has a tissue. We really don't need to offer her one.
I do.
Did you see how they let the momness overtake them? So you may not be able to avoid becoming your mom, but the key is to let the beautiful things about moms shine through in your life. The kindness, the caring, the compassion, the qualities that God gave moms when he created them.
Oh, like when I text my friends, LOL, lots of love.
That's not what LOL means.
That's what my son told me it meant.
LOL, lots of love. What else would it mean?
We love you, moms, and we wouldn't change a thing.
You know, I used to be an amazing dancer. Now when I dance, people just get embarrassed. Can I show you?
Yeah. Oh, no, Carol. Carol, sit down. Carol, please. One, two.
Happy Mother's Day. So we love our moms, but we are not our moms, right? The trick is, the point is to be ourselves, to be who we are, and yet let the good things about our moms shine through us as well. It's the same with Jesus. He is our shepherd. We love our shepherd, but we are not the shepherd. The goal is to be ourselves and let the good things of the shepherd, which they're all good, to let the things of the shepherd shine through us. And the only way to be able to do that is to follow the shepherd so that we know him and we hear his voice. So I learned from psychology that belief follows behavior, that we adjust our beliefs to match our behavior. So I thought it would be interesting to do an experiment. So what I'm asking is, if you are willing, I want you to pick one thing, one new thing that a follower of Jesus would do that you're not already doing. Okay, I'm not going to tell you what you should do. I'm not going to give you a list to pick from. I'm going to leave it up to your own creativity and comfort to pick one new thing that a follower of Jesus would do that you're not already doing, and I want you to do that one new thing all summer. Okay? Do that one new thing all summer, and let's see if belief follows behavior. Let's see if you grow in your faith. Whether or not you do it, I will never know, because this is entirely between you and your shepherd. Amen. Let's stand and let's sing our next song, which is number 764.
Thank you.
Let's proclaim together what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed printed in the bulletin. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let's join our hearts together in prayer. Jesus, our Good Shepherd, we confess to you that we are often not very good at following you, but we thank you, Lord, for never letting us go. We ask you to help us as we seek to grow in our faith. We ask that you would help us to hear your voice this summer and guide us each to that new thing you would have us do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give you thanks, Lord God, for mothers, for grandmothers, stepmothers, foster mothers, mentor mothers, spiritual mothers, all of our moms, living and passed on. We pray that their wisdom, their love, their strength would shine through us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen Lord, bring your healing and hope to all who are in need. We pray especially today for Bob and Marge Gardner, Shirley Hall, Sandra Link, Ron Venz, Dan Carey, BJ Gifford. Give your peace and strength to the family of Helga King at her death, the family and friends of those who died in the Colorado school shooting this week, and to all who grieve the loss of loved ones. Hold on to us tight when the hurt tries to snatch us away. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, Lord, that you would protect and support the women and men who serve in the armed forces and their families. We pray especially today for Alex Binger, Kim Hall, and Robson Shanklin. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for those others who are on our hearts as we name them silently before you now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all say, amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And let's share that peace with one another. You may be seated as we continue with the offering, and we sing our offering hymn number 782. And please join me as we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And you may be seated. A few announcements this morning. I want to say thanks to Dave and Shirley Ripley for the altar flowers today in memory of family members. And thank you to, I had the name written down, Beverly Sears, for the radio broadcast today. Thank you, Beverly. We appreciate that. Mother's Day sheep joke. So there was a mother sheep, a ewe. She was giving birth, and she was having a little bit of trouble. And so the farmer decided, just to make sure, he'd call the vet. So he called up the vet. The vet said, "Is this her first lamb?" And the guy said, "No, it's the farmer." Still don't know anything about jokes. All right, just checking. All right, so we need to celebrate May birthdays. If you have a birthday in the month of May, please stand up. Don't be shy. All right, lots of May babies. What's your birthday? 17th. Can't hear you. The 5th? Okay. 20th? 12th. You guys have the same birthday? How did that happen? Stay standing. Stay standing. Okay, Eric. Wait, did you say 8th? 18th. Somebody else have 11th? Oh, 10th. Okay, you're close. 21st. The 1st. Wow, no birthday buddies, but lots of May birthday. Oh, 26th. Sorry, and I didn't do that just so I could tell you it was my birthday this one. All right, everyone, stay standing. So take it away, Melanie. Happy birthday, May babies. Congratulations. Stay standing. Everybody else, let's stand for the benediction. May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. And we sing our ascending hymn, which is number 860. Go in peace. Share the good news. Thanks be to God.